Hello.
Hi, Delbert. This is Dee. How are you today?
Doing good.
I work with Forrest and them. I believe we've spoken once before, but I was just calling to see if you were available this weekend for us to come take a look at the property with some of our investors.
I can't find where y'all put a down payment down on the contract.
The EMD?
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be $500 put down to make the contract legal. I couldn't find that. I'll talk to the lawyers.
Oh, with the attorneys?
Yeah.
I personally don't do the EMDs. But I can find out more about that. Are you waiting to have that down to?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. They had 48 hours to put down $500 earnest money to make the contract legal, and they don't. It's not even done.
Well, usually we have to do our inspections before we can get the EMD down.
No, you always have to take and put money down to make a contract legal. You don't do inspections before you do that. I mean, that's just something that, you know, I'm not going to be able to touch anyway. But somebody's got it backward. I mean, I do this all the time. I bought more houses than y'all have. I just was going to let them have that one. And I don't know. This weekend, y'all want, how many investors are coming to look at it? What's going on with that, do you know?
Well, right now, I don't necessarily have anything lined up because I was waiting to hear back from you from our last conversation after
right.
You spoke
yeah,
to the attorneys. But I don't have anything set up.
You might want to check with them and find out what's going on with that.
Okay.
If it was me and I didn't put any money down, then I wouldn't be able to show or sell a house. And I'm just wondering what happened and what wasn't done.
Well,
I know a lot of people do that right now. They just they run through there and say they do it, and if you don't check on it, they didn't do it.
Right.
So, I mean, and if you don't have a contract, and if you don't have a contract, and one of your investors out there to look at my house and he trips and falls on the steps and y'all don't have a contract, y'all are not liable, but I am. So that's kind of weird that you don't have one.
Well, I mean, we do have a contract, and it looks like in
you
have a few areas
you,
that
you
we're,
do have a con-
we're kind
you
of
do
not
have a contract,
on the same page
but
here,
a contract, but a contract is not legal unless you put the earnest money down.
Right, so we're past on a few things. One, we're past the 5 days for inspection, and it looks like we're past what you're saying. I don't see a timeline that we agreed to for the EMD.
No, that's the law, real estate, Virginia state law. It's not an agreement. I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know.
I understand. Yeah. I'm trying to understand, you know, because.
Yeah, you have to, if you check, it's a Virginia state law. The money has to be put down within 48 hours to make the contract binding.
Okay, so it looks
like we're past due on a few things then,
on both sides. The EMD is past
right.
due, and then our inspection is 5 days past due as well. So,
right.
Either way, let me get back to them because we're going to have to work some things out for this contract.
Right. I mean, it would be, you know, nice. We were supposed to close the 13th of this month, but apparently you haven't got a buyer or anything else. And what y'all going to do is slam me to the point where I'm going forward on what I'm buying. So I'm just going to bump out a 401k or something and buy my house, and then I can't do a 1031 exchange on the one that y'all buy. So now it's counterproductive for me.
Well, I mean, we're definitely doing what we can. We just can't move forward without getting into the property. So
right.
And because I didn't hear back from you, I wasn't aware of this situation with.
Right. I checked, and the lawyers have no That company has, they have no file on that house at all.
Right.
They have
and
no
I told you they wouldn't have a file on the house when you called, but you didn't tell me why you were calling so that I could have more information for you.
Get the lawyer to call me and let me know that the money has been put, you know, the earnest money put down so everything is legal, and I got no problem with it.
All right, well, let me call Forrest and talk with him.
Well, you can.
I have to.
Do you have so if they put it down, then you'll have by now you'll have a return check from your company, not a return check, but a copy of a check that for 1701.
I hear what you're saying, Delbert. It's just that I'm not familiar with the law that you provided me, and in our purchase agreement, it doesn't say anything about a timeline for the EMD. Usually, that's something that we do after.
Well, he said 5 to 15 days.
Right. Which is also that would be the timeline for our inspection as well, which is why usually don't do EMD for our inspection is done.
Yeah, it's 48 hours for the contract, and y'all had on there for 5 days or whatever, which I wasn't really care too much about that. But I just don't want, you know,
but
if I can't, if I'm not.
Without that part.
Right. So we just need to find out if the lawyers are holding my money, and I need records of that. I haven't gotten anything from them. I should be having something, and just a little something. I know that. And then it says until also in the contract it says until if y'all start the title search then I can't back up the contract, which I can at any time until then, which I'm not trying to. I just want to know why that there was no money put down at the lawyer's office. That's all.
Because once the money goes in and things, that starts the process.
No,
so
it doesn't.
Part,
no, that's
part
just
of
a, that's,
why.
Yeah, you can talk
Delbert,
to Forrest.
Let me just talk to Forrest before I say anything that I'm not.
I've bought 100 houses, at least.
Right, and I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. It's just what you're saying isn't how we have done it. So let me talk to Forrest so that I don't you know put my foot in my mouth.
And how many investors did y'all try to take in at one time? It doesn't matter. I mean, I just need to let these people know.
Yeah, I'm really not sure because I'm not reaching out to anybody if we don't have something in place, you know.
Right.
So, but let me talk to Forrest and then we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Of course, bye.
Hey, what are you doing, dog?